Waiting for your sign? Here it is. Shop Labor Day appliance deals at Lowe's before they're gone. Get up to 45% off select major appliances. Plus, get free delivery, haul away, installation and parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan on purchases of $999 or more. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/16 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Lance Zierlein here from The Bench. This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Superior Window Company. Listen, if you're still living with single-pane windows, it's time for a home window upgrade. Get started on your path to home window replacement. Visit SuperiorWindowCompany.com and tell them Lance Zierlein sent you.
Today at Whataburger, we're cooking the sweet and spicy bacon burger.
You can't beat it. It's hot. It's fresh.
The sweet and spicy bacon burger is my all-time favorite.
I love this burger. It's just perfect.
Two beef patties, two different types of cheese, caramelized onions. My favorite thing about this burger is the sweet and spicy pepper sauce and the bacon.
The sweet and spicy bacon burger is an all-time favorite at Whataburger.
That's happiness.
Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
Redmond, second overall back in 2015. Seventh pitch of the at-bat. And Redmond sends this one to deep left field. Astros lead 1-0.
Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play. Did you guys see the picture of Bregman doing the post-game interview and there was a giant wheelbarrow right behind him?
What?
Coincidence?
No, there wasn't.
Yes, there was.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Somebody tweeted it out. Said coincidence?
That's great.
Pretty sure they were bringing that in the locker room for him because he needed it.
That is
I love that guy. You know what, AJ, go fight another fight because that guy is, I don't care if he likes to fight guy, he's got a chip on his shoulder, all wears number 2 because he was the second pick instead of Dansby Swanson was ahead of him.
So petty. He is so
I love
he
that.
And Baker Mayfield are the same guy. Like,
you know what? Oh. No. I'm not putting him with Baker.
Well, he's better than Baker.
He's way better than Baker.
Well, I'm just saying the kind of the petty, okay, you made the list.
Yeah.
You made the list. Bregman has a list, brother.
Oh, no
AJ
crap.
Got on the list.
List. And it fuels him, and I'm fine with it.
Your program director got on the list, John.
He is on the list. Oh, he made that. He made
it?
Bregman's list.
Yeah, he
and
made
you know
it.
What? You lose that battle, AJ.
Yeah, you lose that, AJ. You took a big L. Sorry about the World Series rings that we all have now.
Oh, sorry, Bregman can't hear you because there's so much ringing in his ears.
Ringing in his ear.
Yeah.
We're champions because of Alex Bregman, AJ.
Yeah.
Not because
AJ.
Of you. Not because of you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What? Your championship show or Alex Bregman's championship rings?
That's called
Which
a
one?
World Series, not
How's
a
that?
4 to 7 p.m. series.
Dude, did you got? I was watching live. When Mason Rudolph almost died.
I didn't see it. I'm watching the Texans.
Oh, my God. Go Google right now.
Rudolph death?
Mason Rudolph. Dude, he was out. Out before he hit the ground. Let me hit. Out. He laid there. I thought it was bad. They had to take his face mask off.
Let me see.
They were... Idiot, I don't know. They brought out a cart machine that didn't work. Actually, it was operator error. The cart did work, but they couldn't put it. They had to walk him off.
His body goes completely limp.
Dude.
Holy crap.
Did you wait and watch him walking off the field? He was like a punch drunk fighter. He had no legs. He had no legs left.
He's going to be out for a while.
A while. They can't. Listen, the NFL will look terrible if they bring this guy back in less than 3 weeks. I don't even know when you bring him back. He was out. He was knocked out.
Wow. Yeah.
I swear to God, he was laying on that field, and I, having a guy, a quarterback, and you know, I was just thrilled that my son, he's not playing. I was thrilled because as a parent, you watch your kid take that hit. And it's the scariest thing in the world. I can't imagine what the Rudolphs were thinking when he was laying on that ground.
Yeah, it was look at the players were panicking.
It was as big a hit as I've ever seen in the league. And dude was out cold.
I'm watching the players' reaction there. Like,
oh, my God, panic. You see him? Juju was like...
How did Juju fall down?
Juju went up to him. Look at Juju was just like, oh, my God, oh, my God. It's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's a violent game. There's nothing you can say about it. It wasn't an intentional. I mean, he caught some helmet to the side of his head, but it was not a.
He got he right duck. Under his chin.
Yeah, but he didn't. The guy didn't duck his head. He didn't lead with the crown. I mean, he hit him straight. It's just that's part of the dangers of the game.
No, but that's the hit. That
there was
the
no
league.
Penalty. Dean Blandino said this is not an illegal hit. Blandino came out and said this is not an illegal hit. So it's going to be interesting to see if he gets fined. And he explained why. If you go watch the explanation, I just read it.
I get it.
That was Earl Thomas too, huh?
It's exactly what the league doesn't want.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
It's exactly well. And here's the deal: is Carr's pushing him from behind just as Thomas is arriving, mm-hmm. and you got one from behind and the other one from the front, and it just led to knockout. That was as bad as it gets right there. 713-780-3776. Is Daniel still there? He wants to talk about
the
Astros? The
players were really upset. You're right. Yeah, Daniel's still here. Let's get Daniel in right now. Let's talk about your Houston Astros. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How's it going?
Good, good. Thanks for waiting.
What a weekend for the Astros, guys. I mean, it was crazy. You know, I was happy to see Correa get some hits on Saturday because Friday was a different story, letting those three strikes go away by him. We're closing, man. We got to stick to three outs. I mean, that form for out is not working. That's, man, nerve-wracking. Yeah, it's fun. I'm happy to see that we win the close games, but those bats need to turn on ASAP because with the Yankees, it's going to be fun. And one last thing, did you guys see that article in New York Times where a rematch of the Yankees and Astros, and it says clearly the Astros are better this year? That was kind of interesting. Guys, you have a great week. Have a good day.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's hard to believe, but the Astros, they're different this year, but how do you not say they're better? I mean, last time you had Justin Verlander, and then you were trying to catch a heater after that. Now you got Verlander and Cole. And by the way, this Verlander is as good or better than that Verlander, which seems almost impossible, but it is true.
I don't know how. I don't know. I have no idea how, but it is. But the Yankees are back in full strength now. The Yankees haven't been at full strength all year, and they're at full strength. LeMahieu followed by Judge, Gardner, Encarnacion back, Stanton back, Torres, Sanchez, Gregorius, and Urshela. It's hard to say. Honest to God, I don't know. I'll tell you this. I really like Tucker in the lineup as opposed to Reddick.
Right.
I really do. I think when you got Tucker in the 8 hole and Maldonado in the 9, I don't know that it gets much better. This Yankee lineup, though, holy crap.
Yeah, they're good. You knew that going in. It is what it is. They're really, really talented. They're right there with the Astros.
And let's not forget, Cameron Maybin is there as well, making business decisions.
Yep.
Right?
That's right.
So this is, now we're not getting ahead of ourselves. Got to beat Charlie Morton today. But this is two Titans going at it. This Yankees and Astros. This is as good a series as big a lineups and great. Now their pitching isn't close to the Astros. Not even close. But this is as good as it's going to get. Let's get through this. Let's get through these Rays today. Get through Charlie. Take some time off. I love the Correa, the way he was swinging it in game 2 as opposed to game 1. Get Springer going today. Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh. But I don't know. Are you with me on Tucker as opposed to Reddick?
Yeah, just because I know what I feel like I know what Tucker's capable of. I mean, Reddick can come out of nowhere and make you really, really happy, but it feels like Tucker, this is his time that he's making a move on the national stage. And so, yeah, I just kind of feel like there's more potential for a big game from Tucker right now. He looks totally different at the plate than he did last year, obviously. I mean, this year he's a different guy. Obviously showed good mental toughness to overcome the any psychological effects from last year when he failed on such a grand way early on. So, yeah, well, I'd probably I'm fine with there's so many bats. I'm fine with a steadying influence like Reddick in the lineup. But Tucker just feels like there's more potential. That's all.
Except when he swings at one over his head.
Yeah, that's not great. By the way, Childish Altuve says, JG, sorry for your loss. And it says, RIP Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, that was... No. I love Mason Rudolph. I hate to see that. God, I hate to see that.
What did you think of the... did you think the announcers were biased? Edward says, what was your take on the commenting on Saturday's game?
I didn't find that they were, but they disrespect our team or something, that they are biased towards. I thought that they couldn't have given more love to Cole. They just couldn't have.
No, it's not possible.
No, it was impossible to love Cole more than they did. I don't know. Listen, Tampa was still in it. I thought they did a nice job, and they're off this broadcast. I liked them. I liked Girardi and Pierzynski. I thought they did a nice job. They pointed out this is how the Rays are. The Rays just faced one of the greatest postseason performances in history, and they had a chance to win the game. Mm-hmm. That was so unbelievable that they looked so bad, and Cole made them look so bad, and yet they're in the ninth inning with a chance, obviously a huge chance to win that game. So then that's a team that's got a lot of fight in them. That team won 94 games this year. That's a nice team they got. Mm-hmm. That lineup is nowhere close to. But the Astros didn't take advantage of their lineup.
Charlie Morton is the first pitcher, did you see that, in history with three win-or-go-home games.
Yeah, one. He won three win-or-go-home.
He's with three wins. He's at it again this week. Or he's at it again today, so we'll see what happens.
Right, we'll see.
I mean, I hope he gets ruined. But,
well, yeah.
You know, I'm hoping the Astros ruin
him. Here's the thing, is you've got some time before. Why don't you go to 975hair.com. Go there now. Go to 975hair.com and see for yourself what Doc Linville is doing. I love the fact that I am going to have... I had a giant 9-iron divot out of the back of my head. I'm male pattern balding. Oh, well. You know what? Oh, well, I got to live with that. No, I don't. I didn't have to. Doc Linville said, I can take care of that for you. And it was such an easy, easy, easy process. You know, they're not cutting you like they used to. And then, you know, it's transplant. It's neo-grafting. What that means, I don't know. I have no idea what that means. All I know is that it was easy. All I know is it took about 4 hours, and I'm going to have a full head of hair thanks to Doc Linville. And he's doing this every single day. And it's the process could not be more simple. They're a great, great laser side manner, graft manner, whatever it is. I don't know. But they are, it's a wonderful, it's a great experience. So, and here's the deal. You got a free consultation right now if you go to 975hair.com. You don't always have this free consultation. Tell them you heard it right here. Go to that website and get your free consultation at 975hair.com.
This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Superior Window Company. Listen, if you're still living with single-pane windows, it's time for a home window upgrade. Get started on your path to home window replacement. Visit SuperiorWindowCompany.com and tell them Lance Zierlein sent you.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Live in Tampa. We'll be at the game today, a noon start. Four games today. Your Astros going at noon. Who gives a rat's ass? I don't care. I don't care. We got baseball. We got Charlie Morton. Got to beat Charlie Morton today.
That's right. Hey, you know what I've noticed about this Daryl Morey and China thing is that it's really confusing. It's kind of confusing and confounding people on the political scale. Like, they're not sure what they're supposed to think and what side they're supposed to be on. Instead of just trusting their own intelligence and their own hearts on this and what they feel, I've noticed people are really struggling. Like, oh, no, I think there's a chance that liberals and conservatives are going to be on the same side of this. Or is this okay? I don't think this is okay. I don't care if you like him or not. This is a comment. Beto O'Rourke had a let me see if I can get it. Here's what his tweet said. Beto O'Rourke, we know who Beto O'Rourke is. He retweeted the NBA's stance on Daryl Morey, right? The soft pedal, bow down to China stance. And he said, the only thing the NBA should be apologizing for is their blatant prioritization of profits over human rights. What an embarrassment. And a lot of people are like, yes, that's how I feel also. People of different political persuasions. And he's saying what I think a lot of people feel like is, man, is there any chance the NBA is going to side with the money of a communist country over an NBA's executive tweet, which is, you know, the ability and free speech? And yeah, the answer is, oh yeah, no money. You know, it's hey, listen, all that other stuff sounds good in theory as long as there's nothing to lose. But when there's money on the line, we can cruise through some of the human rights issues when there's money on the line for us.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what is Draymond and what does LeBron think? Are mm-hmm. they going to condemn China? Because they'll be...
Well, it's about human rights.
Well,
now,
right.
Now, I don't think... Now, to be fair, I don't think Draymond and LeBron were even... This is even really on their radars, things that they would normally care about, because it probably wasn't for you. It probably isn't for me. I'm aware of it. It doesn't really have an impact on me, so it's not something I'm talking about or really reading. Now it is. Now it's in our face. So now I think it is an issue now. So it is going to be interesting to see what they say. Here's what somebody who is Chinese said to Beto in response. He's Chinese-American. America really needs to take this Neil apology for money seriously, because if you don't, sooner, not only business person, but also maybe even your politicians would have to think, will this offend China? When you prepare campaign poster and speech, that would be catastrophe. It got me thinking, like, man, if you're so worried about when you are so beholden to someone for money and they are over you and they're an authoritarian country, a communist country or whatever, you know, whatever you want to say negative about China, and you're in business with them, if you start to think, how is this going to strain our relationship with China? Is this going to strain our relationship with China? That's got to just scare the crap out of you.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm interested to see you got a Chinese American. Do Chinese Americans feel the same way about China like Cubans did when they got away from Castro? I don't know. I don't know where, you know, there's a lot of Chinese Americans here.
I'm really interested in that too, because let me tell you, Cuban Americans are not down with Castro and that regime at all. None of it. 0%. Che Guevara,
because
all
of the human. Right. Because
yeah.
of the torture and the human rights issues. I wonder if I don't know that we ever hear Chinese Americans condemning China. I don't know.
Well, I think a lot of it is not, but it's different though. I think a lot of it is they've left, you know, Cuba, you weren't just leaving. So I think a lot of people from Cuba fled, and there's histories of people fleeing as all of their property was seized and all that stuff, as opposed to Chinese Americans. Many have left China and maybe continue to go back. You know, there's that back and forth. If you fled Cuba, you don't go back to Cuba, because
no,
you
never.
Can end up getting detained. Well, so it's a little different.
I know someone who's going back is James Harden. We apologize. You know, we love China. We love playing there.
Let them know, J-Bo.
Both of us individually, we go there once or twice a year. They show us the most important love.
Yeah. The most important love?
I don't know.
Is that what he says?
Is this a Robert Kraft kind of thing? Kind of love?
What is no? They show us the most important love. I don't know what that means, but
I do.
There's James. Just you knew where James's bread was buttered. James is not playing with Tillman's cat. Do you, but John, come on. Do you blame him? You got the Rockets with all this heat. What do you think James is going to say? And what do you blame? Do you blame him for doing what he's doing right now? Tillman's had his money messed with.
I blame him only because
you don't like him.
No, it's not because of that. It's just because there is a story going on involving China and their apparent concentration camps for Muslims in their country. Now, all it would take was one question from a reporter. Excuse me. I know you have these business dealings with China, so that's why it's so important to you. But could you look – what do you think about this story? Is this why you're running to defend China? Things like this?
You mean a real foot to the fire moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Rockets have to avoid that, and the NBA is going to avoid that by
all. I know.
Ooh, that's going to get tricky if that becomes a major. I read that, and I don't know a lot about it, but I did see it coming up on Twitter.
All it takes is one intrepid reporter to go, sure, I know China, a lot of money is made for the Rockets through China. But do you know what's going on in this country on a consistent basis and why your general manager, although he was speaking about a different issue, why a lot of people have issues with China's human rights stuff?
Have you ever seen, I don't know that I've ever seen a sports figure start a freaking bonfire with one single stroke of a computer because he has opened up Pandora's box on the Chinese NBA relationship.
Yeah.
He's open. I mean, now everything, you have to look at everything. Not only that, but maybe it's an international. Now you have to look. Now we got to see what our president's going to do, where he's going to come from on this.
Are you kidding? This is his chance. He's going to take what Clay Travis said. Somebody has tagged him already, or Clay Travis tagged him. And Clay made some, whether you like him or not, Clay made some very salient points in his tweets, without question. About how is the NBA going to respond when they're very pro social justice, they're very pro, voice of the people, and how are they? And he just called them a woke NBA. How are they going to respond now with so much heat for an NBA executive who was speaking out for human rights, etc.? And that's what Daryl Morey was doing. Now I'm just telling you right now, I'm not messing with my money ever. And I don't plan on messing with the NFL's money. I'm trying to get my money. I'm trying to work, get paid, send my kids to college. So I'm not trying to send out incendiary tweets at all. I'm not going to do that. You know, other people may want to do that, but I'm not messing with my money. Daryl, this is what's strange to me about this whole situation. I was telling my wife this when we were driving back. Daryl is a very smart man. Daryl, I assume that he's very learned about the Chinese situation, much more than I am, much more than John was before any of this stuff happened, much more than Dell. With that said, why would Daryl tweet that when you know, unless he really was ignorant to the fact that this was going to create such a firestorm, which he must have been, and he said he was, he must have been ignorant to the amount of heat this was going to generate. But I'm surprised he was, because he's so smart and they have such dealings with Chinese businesses. Why would Daryl tweet that out? Because it has it's going to cost them a tremendous amount of money. The Rockets, they say, are going to be obliterated. These are Chinese media people are saying who live in America, who are conduits between the Chinese, the Chinese sports scene. They're saying this is going to wipe the Rockets completely off the map in China. Now they're going to go from one of the top two teams and, that is going to be gone. They're going to be their games will not be broadcast. Fans are going to completely turn their backs on the Rockets. That's over. And that's just one tweet Daryl Morey had about Hong Kong. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't know that it was going to be an issue. I really am. Are you?
I can't believe that just he did a flip. I have no idea. I don't have any idea what he's thinking. If you want to know the truth, this bearded Daryl
is like
crazy.
When Cartman had the goatee. It's very similar. Daryl, since he got the beard, is just swagging out on Instagram. He's clapping back at anybody that, like Dave Hardesty got it. Dave Hardesty made a comment about, man, I wish we would have seen a little bit more when he was a Rocket from Montrezl Harrell. And his, I wish we would have gotten more out of him. And Daryl, he just made a comment like that on Twitter. Daryl comes flying in. Oh, I'm sorry. Getting Chris Paul in return for him wasn't enough? That wasn't getting enough out of him? And Dave Harsh is like, I'm for you. I'm for your team. I'm for you. Easy,
yeah.
Daryl.
No. Easy. I have a website Easy that says Clutch Fans. Did you see what the Nets owner, the new owner of the Nets, put out?
Yeah, he's Chinese. He's not Chinese American. I think he's
Taiwanese Canadian.
He is?
Yes, that's his.
Okay.
Well, he basically he's saying, hey, all you Chinese Rocket fans, come over to the Nets.
That's not what he said.
That's what he said.
It's not what he said.
Yeah, basically.
But he's welcoming. He did say, well, you're done. The Rockets will be done in China.
Mm-hmm.
He did throw that out there.
All this talk about, what you have to understand is about we have the NBA is about free speech and so on and so forth, but we do respect all our fans across the world, and particularly in China. So the fans in Hong Kong don't matter so much? Is that what we're saying? Is that the implication?
Yes, that's the implication.
Because I didn't hear
how much money is Hong Kong throwing in.
I didn't hear anyone go, and we also respect the simmering political climate for and our fans in Hong Kong and their beliefs as well.
This is the first time a complicated issue has come up, because it's usually easy in this Twitter world where it's easy to find your cause and be Twitter activist. The NBA and its players and everyone now find themselves in a most unique situation. Communist China, who has huge business interests and the fear of money, because there is individual business dealings that everybody, the biggest guys like LeBron James, who's a multi-platformed, you know, entrepreneur, there is a butterfly effect to any decisions or comments that they make, and this is going to have to be well thought out. And this is the first time that guys are going to find, you're going to find out there's some people who are going to have to internally come to a realization that they're going to have to be a little bit hypocritical to save some of their dollars. There's no way around it. I respect Daryl for shouting out. And Brian Zygo says, except Daryl was right, bleep China. Well, that may be true, Brian. I don't have any problem with Daryl and human rights and Daryl saying that, except for the fact that he is an NBA executive and he's getting ready to cost his owner and the league a bunch of money. That has to be thrown out there as part of this discussion.
Yeah, but Dell's got a point. Why not just move everything over to Hong Kong?
Move what over there?
All the jerseys, take them out of China, move them over to Hong Kong, sell them there.
You know who would be big in Hong Kong? The Rockets, after what Daryl Morey said.
Yeah.
You know who used to be gigantic in China, in Hong Kong?
Let's compare markets.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I know.
They got a lot of
difference.
People there too.
No, not the same. Not
China's
at all.
Businesses are monsters.
That's okay. Well, now we're Hong Kong's team.
Ooh,
John said that.
HK on them jerseys.
John said that. Oh, team,
yep. Hong Kong's team,
the city jerseys.
The city jerseys, HK on them. But now, what if could Texas Custom Patios do a patio in Hong Kong?
You know what? Yeah, yep. They could. They could set. I don't know what they could do, but actually, I don't want to even put Texas. Steven Shell's like, hey, keep me out of this. I really don't want my company involved in this at all. I don't know. Maybe he's got business dealings. I don't know. So many people do. I just know this much. When it came time for me to have my patio built, I trusted Texas Custom Patios, and I was blown away at the results. You will be too. Go to tcplance.com and go see the before and after of the back of my home then versus now. It's a joke. It's so unbelievably good right now. I said, hey, man, I really wish I would have got the kitchen installed. And he goes, well, let's talk about it. So we're meeting now to get a kitchen area installed into my patio because I want to do more outdoor entertaining. And so I'm looking at doing that as well. Texas Custom Patios can build exactly what you want, but they have the vision to complete and create a masterpiece for you. Their workmanship is well above anything else that you're going to find, and their prices are firm. When they say this is the price, there is no overages. Any overages, they pay for. So make sure that you contact my friends at Texas Custom Patios for a brand new outdoor living area. If you want it built by the spring, you have to get this figured out by the end of October. Make sure that you go to TexasCustomPatios.com.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. What a weekend. What a great weekend for the city. I mean, listen, the Texans look great. That was fun. I don't know if you take it with a grain of salt. I don't care. Deshaun looked great. Zero sacks. Escapability. Getting rid of the ball in a hurry. Will Fuller showed up.
Oh, D-hop. Showed up. 200+. Three touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, no, they finally used. I don't know if it was because, honest to God, what are the Falcons doing? I mean, that was everything we thought the offense could be. Because Will Fuller is break. How do you let Will Fuller? Everybody contained him. The Jacksonville and the Panthers wouldn't let the dude. There's no way. And look at how they stymied the offense because they're not letting Will Fuller go deep. You got to play cover four. Play cover four. It's kryptonite to Deshaun. It's kryptonite. So why would you do anything different? And yet the Falcons, you know what? We're going to go man with Will Fuller and just let him destroy us.
This is one thing we know for sure. If you mess around and let Will Fuller get involved with the offense, the Texans are electric. His biggest games, 50. They had 50 against, wasn't it your Dolphins, Dell, I think, where Will Fuller killed the Dolphins with a 50 spot. They killed the Titans with like a 50 spot. They got the Falcons with a 50 spot. When Will Fuller goes off, you're in a lot of trouble. I mean, he is truly the X factor that cuts this loose. I mean, it's really unbelievable.
Speaking of Dell's team getting destroyed, what about your start against Virginia Tech?
Well, you turned the ball over five times in a quarter plus. That's what's going to happen.
How about the way he brought him back, though? Perry brought him back.
Yeah, he's already been named the non-starter. They're going back to the guy who threw four of those picks, so we'll see.
They are?
Yeah, he announced it this morning on the radio.
What the hell do you have to do to get the start, to get the win the job there?
What the hell you have to do not to lose it, I guess, after one bad outing. The guy hadn't thrown a pick all year, so he's like, I'm not going to bench him after one quarter. So a little job security, at least for one week. We'll see what happens.
Lamont wants to get in here and talk about this Daryl Morey thing. What do you say, Lamont?
Hey, man, what's up? You know something? Daryl Morey is getting a lot of blame for this, but oddly, I'm blaming the owner, man, because when Daryl Morey tweeted that pick, or whatever, it was not getting that much attention. It was only until the owner retweeted him, tweeted him with his name in it, pretty much putting him on blast and stuff, and people was like, "Whoa, what's going on?" That's when all of the blame started coming at Morey and Lance.
Yeah.
Lance.
Yeah.
Just to say, man, a while ago, was you getting death threats from China?
Yeah, so I was going to bring that up. I forgot to bring it up today. So all I said, and this isn't, I was trying to find the old blog post, and the Chronicle took it down. That's interesting. From when I did a blog on the Houston Chronicle, I did a blog there for 7 years and had some good success with it. And when Yao hurt his foot in the playoffs and he was out, I was so frustrated, as everyone was. One of the things I blogged about is the time has now come that Rockets really have to consider listening to trade offers for Yao Ming. And I was a big Yao Ming fan, huge Yao Ming fan. But I said, the time has come that the Rockets have to listen to trade offers for Yao Ming. I think it's 2010. My blog was swamped with Yao Ming fans, Chinese fans who were so mad. I couldn't believe this. This seemed like an innocuous, a sports topic to bring up. This can all be corroborated. This is all true. I know Fred, I don't think Fred was there anymore at the time. I think it was Carlton Thompson. Carlton Thompson reached out to me. He was formerly used to cover the Astros, obviously, our guy CT. He was editor of the Chronicle after Fred Fowler left. And Carlton said, Lance, we need to talk to you. And I said, what's going on? Because I was getting all this negative stuff. I even had a death threat from somebody on there where I wanted my family to sleep on the interior of the house because I was really, really worried about it. All for saying that the Rockets should listen to Yao Ming trade rumors. He said, we've gotten word from our parent company, Hearst Newspapers, that they are saying that you had a racist comment to someone in your comment section. I'm like, what?
And they said, we think it may be Photoshop, but we're looking into it. Our forensics team or something like that is looking into it. Somebody had taken a comment and Photoshopped an Asian slur word from me. They had taken a comment. Somebody had said something. I responded. They changed my response to have a slur in there, and they tried to get me fired. They sent it to, this is unacceptable, and sent it to Hearst Newspaper, who owns the Chronicle. And they had to do a whole, they didn't suspend me. They just asked me not to say anything, not to tweet, obviously, but not to respond on the blog to anything else. They were freezing comments on there. And they determined that it was a Photoshop and that it wasn't, that I didn't have a racial slur in response to somebody. But someone tried to get me fired for saying that I had a death threat. It was insane. I couldn't believe this. And when I saw, if you go to Daryl Morey right now, if you go to Daryl Morey's Instagram page, and whatever his last Instagram post is, there was, last I saw, over 2,700 comments. And you know how many are from like Chinese bot / troll farm people, with 3 followers. And Daryl just is getting ratioed, which means more comments than likes and retweets and all that stuff. He is getting crushed like I did whenever he, only his is obviously 100 billion times worse. But it is, you mess around with, I learned from saying anything about Yao Ming what would happen on my front. And that's all true story. That stuff was, I've never experienced anything like that in my life. You remember, John, I was working here at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, well, and the fact that they were able to outsmart you technologically. Okay.
No, they didn't, because Hearst Newspaper said, oh, I see that this is a Photoshop. Nice try.
Yeah. Oh, really? That they were able to even get,
they wished they wished death on the kids and cancer for my wife. That's right. My wife is reminding me that they were hoping she would get cancer.
So Daryl Morey has 213,000 followers. Tillman had to respond. I'm not blaming. You can't blame Tillman for this.
Well, Tillman already knew. Daryl
did this. Daryl did this to himself. It would have been an issue if Tillman didn't respond right away, then the whole organization would have been lumped into it. Well, the fact that Tillman had to respond is you're blaming Tillman for it.
But
Daryl Morey coming out and tweeting that about Hong Kong, I don't know.
What did it help so strongly coming out against what Daryl? Did it save Tillman any money?
No, but it. It might have saved him. Well, no, it hasn't saved him anything. But what are you supposed to do?
I don't think you run to Twitter to completely oppose what one of your.
Why not? It's the global mechanism business, of communication.
A business? Look, I guess
you're doing it for the fans too.
Yeah,
I think.
Who are you doing it for? Because I guess the president has set a standard where Twitter is your voice, so you can go on Twitter and say what you feel, because that apparently is, people look at that as policy sometimes. But what did it do other than make it clear that you are clearly against what your employees said, and it saved you nothing? The Rocks are still.
It didn't save you anything, but you do have to.
You don't have to.
Yeah, you do. You have to distance yourself from that.
Put out an official statement. Why are you running the Twitter to make it sounds knee jerky? Is what it sounds like. Put out your official statement. Say the Rockets feel a certain way, as opposed to this weird immediate reaction on Twitter that did absolutely nothing for you. In fact, all it did was, is there a rift? Is someone going to get fired? And then you have to put that fire out.
Well, and he said right away, no, I'm not firing him. He said, I don't know.
I'm not saying to blame Tillman for what happened with making a big deal. I'm just saying Twitter, that did nothing for you. It caused an alleged issue that it's not a thing between you and your general manager, and it saved you nothing. You lost all the business that you were trying to save.
So here's,
well, there was, yeah, but you were going to lose it anyway.
Here's what's at play, though.
Tillman, you were going to lose it anyway.
Exactly. So there's no, that's what I'm saying.
But here's the deal is, Tillman also has all of these restaurants all over the world that he's got to say, whoa, I got nothing. Whoa. We don't, Daryl, that's Daryl's thoughts, not Houston Rockets, not No one else's.
All business. Well, that's all business. Everything Tillman did was to try to.
Yeah.
To try to, and I think Tillman didn't expect it to get this hot and heavy. Look, I don't. Nothing that happens on Twitter is going to bother me because there's so many bots being created and so many new users who are trying to go after Daryl, and that's irrelevant. The only thing that's going to be relevant is it's twofold: how the NBA deals with this and what business dealings, because Tillman is a guy who spent $2 billion for the team. One of the reasons he spent $2 billion is because the Rockets have a unique financial partnership with Chinese businesses. Now, you get in bed with that, you have to deal with that.
Well,
but that is a real thing. I mean, that's one of the reasons he paid $2 billion.
You know what's going on right now? And the same thing is going on right now in the NBA offices as we speak. So now, guys, look at Clay Travis is coming after us. Because we are firmly behind China, and we are a human rights organization here in the United States, yet we forget about that in China. So now, Daryl Morey has put everyone in a freaking lock, in a nutcracker. He's put everybody in a nutcracker that has anything to do with China now and the NBA. Because now every owner or ona, or whatever
you know,
they're called.
You're not allowed to say. It's a league that has outlawed the word owner, but
yeah.
They're okay. okay with China
backing up China.
Hey, ooh. We're all friends. We did not mean to. James Harden's like, you give us the most special love, China. Your fans are the most special.
China.
What is it? Most important.
The most important love.
The most important. We love you long time, he said, or something.
Okay, we're done. Time to go to break.
Break.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Del, you got that official response or no? Are they formulating an official response at the NBA?
The NBA's response to when you bring up the fact that, you know, China's putting Muslims, people in concentration camps.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
We don't have any fish. Okay,
that response isn't sussed out yet. I mean, I was just working on a draft, John.
Soon as we get that, we'll get that to you guys.
I was just working on a draft off air, John.
See, I misquoted James, though. He said, we apologize. You know, we love China. We love playing there. For both of us individually, we go there once or twice a year. They show us the most important love. I think I may have added a word or two. So I apologize.
Quoting that movie from how long ago? Yeah, you probably did add a word or two.
Okay.
What are the chances James has even seen that movie?
I don't know.
Metal Jacket, not much. The second part of Full Metal Jacket is not nearly as good as the first half.
So no.
It's like two different movies. First half is an A. Second half is maybe a B-.
Right.
Hey, I just want to play a little game. Oh, you guys, by the way, lines are wide open if you want to jump in. And Texans can be part of the mix. And obviously, Astros, 713-780-3776. I want to play a little game called Social Media Challenge. Okay? How many Twitter followers does Jeff Luneau have? How many Twitter followers do you think Jeff Luneau has? I'd like for you to take a guess. Del?
I'm going to guess 127,000.
Del?
I'm going to go under. I'm going to go about 45,000.
63,100.
Oh, my! Almost double. I had almost exactly double.
Yep. 63,100. How many social media followers does Brian Gain have?
Oh, about 400?
Zero. It doesn't exist. How many does Rick Smith have, former general manager of the Houston Texans? You would imagine he has more, right?
No.
How many do you think?
Because I don't think he was active, was he?
How many followers does he have right now?
Oh, I don't know. 17,000.
Trick question. He doesn't have a social media account.
Okay.
So you got a World Series. You got a World Series GM with 63,000. The last two Texans GMs didn't have accounts. I know my buddy Ballard has one, but it's a protected account. He doesn't tweet. He just follows people and just uses it as a news source. I don't believe former Rocket personnel man and current Utah Jazz president Dennis Lindsay. I'm not sure he has a social media account. Daryl Morey has 213,000 followers. It was probably higher until this weekend.
Yeah, but Daryl is a lot more culturally.
I 100% get it. Now, yeah. This is not a comment saying Daryl shouldn't be on social media. I'm not saying that, but I am saying.
Well, I bet you Tillman's saying that.
Yes, I guarantee you Tillman is. But I am saying, I am asking this question. Is it smart? Like, what's the benefit of, and this is what sucks about social media, that we even have to talk about this, but is it wise for any general manager to be as active? Because Jeff Leno's not super active on his social media, at least not on Twitter. Daryl's active on Twitter and Instagram. Is it a great idea to be active on social media?
Well, apparently not today. It's not.
Not if you're going to make stances.
And what is it? And by the way, you're right, because all of the stuff that he's put, I don't know. Does it make the team more popular? Does it make you?
No, it's his own brand.
Are you more transparent as an organization? Are you fan friendlier?
Well, they're known as the guys who get sensitive and go after everything, right? You know when they're going to go after TNT. They're going to go after the league. They're going to release all that stuff. And look, I want the Rockets to win. That is their reputation, though. Right, Daryl's part of it. They don't like when things are said negative. It just doesn't roll off the skin. It's going to be addressed. If people say something negative about the Rockets, Daryl addresses it. And maybe he should just let some things ride sometimes.
But he doesn't. He's not going to.
He doesn't. He's not going to. And he's never been that guy, by the way.
Well, okay, when this is said and done.
He didn't like when I said Ryan Anderson shot poorly. I asked him in a weekly interview about Ryan Anderson shooting poorly on the road, if there was a concern, or at home and shooting well on the road, and he accused me of something called data dredging, and I had to go look it up. I didn't even know what data dredging was, and I was like, what? I'm data dredging?
What does that mean?
I didn't even know I got in trouble for data dredging.
Which I didn't even know.
Like, I'm you're a numbers guy. Splits. I'm a numbers guy, Daryl.
Your bias has just leaked through.
See, John?
Yeah, that was me. Biased. He came after me because I was talking about James's defense. and he was like, man, you're biased. What?
You mean the top post defender?
No, actually, I wasn't even. I was just, it was a preface to a question, and I wasn't even critical of him.
No, and it's still, he still had to clap
He's
back
still,
at you.
Man, you're biased. I was like, what? Let me ask you this question. Any chance he gets fired over this? Today's what are the odds Monday?
My last tweet is yes, is. That I thought he would is. Give. I did think he would get fired for
I'm going to say there's a 7 to 10% chance he does get fired. Because This ain't going away.
No, it's not going away. But from what I heard, someone close to Tillman said, they reached out directly to Tillman, and Tillman said his job has never been in jeopardy over this, not at all.
Well, but it ain't going away.
I know.
And now the NBA's got to answer for all of this. Now the human rights issues, the Muslim issue.
Okay, but John, what if he does fire? Let's say there was a separate world where he fired Daryl Morey or forced his resignation. Do you know how many Rockets fans who go to his restaurants, who go to his hotel, who go to his casino, you are in essence choosing China over the United States? That would be disastrous.
No,
for
I
Tillman.
Don't think you're choosing China. I think
that's
you
what it looks
are,
like.
I don't think that's the case. I think you're in. He's maybe put at the everybody in an untenable situation.
That's fine. But if Tillman got rid of Daryl, I saw go look at the responses on Twitter just to what I put. Rockets fans would turn on Tillman for Tita because they love Daryl Morey. Rockets fans love Daryl Morey. A heavy majority love Daryl Morey.
If what about you Manny? Turned, Does Manny love him?
No, he doesn't love him. But if you turned on and you say you stand for the money from China over your general manager, man, would that be a bad look.
So I don't think that would be. See, but again, I think he's put everybody in a box. He's put him. in a nutcracker.
That was my point.
He's put even if you fired him, that doesn't mean you're choosing China. You're saying, dude, you really bleeped up here.
You bleeped up why?
Because you put everybody in an unbelievable situation.
Giant hypocrites, and you mess with our money, so you put us in a situation where we have to answer questions we don't want to answer.
Yeah.
So now you got to go.
Our hypocrisy has been exposed.
He's going to do it because he doesn't want to be, because Rocket fans and Americans will turn on him because it's going to look really, really bad. However, if Russ and James don't get along, or if the Rockets begin to implode at all, gone. What Daryl has sucked up any and all goodwill, and Tillman is not going to stand for anything less than great this year. Let's break it right here. It's 8:58. John, are you going to need some Thrive on this trip?
Oh, I need some right
cheers?
Now.
I'm sorry, some cheers.
Cheers. No, cheershealth.com. Cheershealth.com. And right now, they've got an unbelievable deal going on. 19% off because what? 2019, what? Because heading towards the World Series, what? That's right. All you got to do is go to cheershealth.com/crushcity19 and find out how, or just go to the website and they'll tell you how you can get 19% off. But the easiest way, cheershealth.com/crushcity19. And you are going to get 19% off your cheers. And oh, by the way, it's guaranteed. If you're looking for the best way to not have a hangover or to lessen your hangover by 50%, it's guaranteed. Because if it's not lessened by 50%, then, or not even your hangover, your ill feelings. I mean, because you could have a glass of wine or two of wine and not feel as good the next day. You're going to feel better. Take your capsules before you go to sleep. I brought them with me here on the trip. You don't think that we had some Coors Lights on the way up? Of course we did. That's what we do. So here's the deal. You take your capsules before you go to bed, and you're going to feel better the next day. It happens every time. Helps your liver as well. Do you want to just feel better? Cheershealth.com/crushcity19.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw. Served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. Save time. Order your new Nashville Hot Brisket on the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations limited time only.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.